that met house to house, of a church who met each other's needs, who loved each other, a church that's more than just a collection of individuals under one roof, but a community. My friends, we live in a culture that is dying for this sense of community. Almost half of Americans say they miss out on a sense of community. One third, we said earlier, struggle with loneliness. You know what we need? We need a group of people with a passion for God to do it again. We need to run our fingers over these pages and say, Lord, do it again. I'm going to tell you, it'll happen. And God will bless it. But we're going to have some people. You don't just go today and go, well, you know, here's our group. What's our first question? Second question. Well, buddy wants to talk about this. I mean, go to the group and put your heart into it. You see, if you don't believe that God's going to do something, more than likely He's not. You have a vision of what He could do, of a life change in your life. I'll never forget the week where it really hit me that this really works. And I made my mind up I'd never work for a church that we couldn't do small group ministry. One Saturday, I went to our building at Gateway to Fellowship Hall to do the wedding of Dennis and Cindy Chapel. Dennis had been in trouble, been in prison. He'd come out. They had been divorced. And now they were getting back together. And we were going to remarry him that day. And I looked over and there were a few seats over here taped off. I said, Dennis, what's that for? He said, that's where my life group's going to sit. Because they're the ones who brought us back together. Because you see, when Dennis was in prison, the men would go visit him on life group night. The women would stay back at the house and pray for him. It changed him. Later that week, I got a phone call from Mary Prosser. She was an older woman in our church. Her husband, Russell, had just passed away. And she asked me if I'd conduct the funeral. Well, I remember going to conduct the funeral, watching the pallbearers march in. And it hit me. Those pallbearers are Russell Prosser's life group. From someone young to someone old, it was changing their life and blessing them. And I encourage you today, whether you're afraid, whether you've had a bad experience, to give one of these groups a try. Because you're never going to be everything you could be for God unless you got some people helping you.
I'm thankful for this opportunity just to get to talk to the church leaders about what small groups can mean for your church.